from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump meeting today at the White House. Donald Trump will meet with President Barack Obama to begin the gradual transfer of power so that Trump is ready to be sworn in on January 20th. Mr. Obama called the peaceful transition of power one of the hallmarks of U.S. democracy. The United Nations warns that besieged eastern Aleppo and northern Syria faces mass starvation this winter if U.N. aid agencies are blocked from distributing desperately needed food supplies to 250,000 trapped civilians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The United Nations says it fears winter will be a killer in too many places throughout Syria. UN Special Advisor Jan Egeland says there is particular concern about how 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo will survive the harsh winter months.
The last time East Aleppo was reached with significant humanitarian supplies was in the beginning of July, in the middle of the summer.
The United Nations has presented a new proposal for averting a humanitarian catastrophe this winter. The initiative calls for the Russian-Syrian side and opposition groups to allow food and other urgent relief supplies into eastern Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Regarding the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, Egeland says he believes U.S.-Russian engagement and cooperation in tackling humanitarian and political issues in Syria will continue. World reaction elsewhere from the election. At a news conference today, French President Francois Hollande. He says the election of Donald Trump as the American president forces Europeans to be clear and lucid and capable of overcoming the challenges they face. We will have to define with the new administration the relationships between Europe and the United States. This is VOA News. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who said the long-standing alliance between the two nations was of great importance to Washington. From Sydney, here's Phil Mercer for VOA.
Both sides of Australian politics are promising to work with President-elect Trump, and they've chosen to be pragmatic. At stake is Australia's most important military alliance. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with the president-elect about security and trade.
Our relationship with the United States is built on millions of Australians and Americans who have been working together, fighting together for over a century.
Media commentary in Australia has been mixed. Some opinion columns have warned that a Trump presidency will fuel a trade war with China, Australia's most important commercial partner. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Meanwhile, here in the U.S., carrying signs and reciting chants denouncing the president-elect as a racist and misogynistic, thousands of protesters took to the streets and cities across the U.S. Wednesday to protest Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election.
Not my president, not today! Not my president, not today!
A large crowd packed New York City's Fifth Avenue directly in front of the Trump Tower where the president-elect lives, waving signs reading, "Love Trump's hate." The United States military said yesterday its airstrike campaign targeting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria killed 64 civilians and injured 8 others during the past year. The new numbers released by the U.S. Central Command bring the official total number of civilians killed to 119, with another 37 injured since the operation began in August of 2014. Rights groups and monitors say the real number is much higher. Haiti has launched a massive cholera vaccination campaign in parts of the country devastated by Hurricane Matthew. The campaign is expected to be the world's largest, targeting 820,000 people. Haiti has battled cholera outbreaks since 2010, when the bacteria was imported into the country by a contingent of United Nations peacekeepers. About 100 Kenyan soldiers who were serving in South Sudan returned home yesterday. They're the first group of Kenyan troops being withdrawn from South Sudan. The withdrawal comes in response to the UN firing of a Kenyan commander. A UN inquiry accused the commander of failing to protect civilians during fighting in Juba last July. Some 300 people were killed in several days of fighting. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.